I saw how much I had never even known to ask. The essay showed how quick his mind was, his sharp awareness of the history he was living through. I looked for his other writings. He had published 4 volumes of fiction and countless articles in journals and newspapers. But during the chaotic years of the Cultural Revolution and its aftermath, his books had gone out of print. Our family had lost their copies. I asked my relatives to help me find them, and even enlisted Chinese friends to help me search. But novels by Qian Feng weren't listed in the used books databases, and I still haven't found them. Here are some notes from my journal, from that visit to China. At dinner with Ye Ye, he looked at me and said, 这个姑娘什么贵姓? Which translates to, what is this girl's last name? Or, more properly, what family is this girl from? Later, we asked him how old he was, and he said 95. How many children did he have? 3. What were their names? Xiao Jiang, Xiao Bing, Xiao Er, Xiao San. Then my aunt asked, so how many children is that? Isn't that 4? Do you have any other children, or is that it? He'd forgotten his 5th child, his eldest daughter. At dinner, I watched Nai Nai break open a crab shell and spoon the yellow yolk onto bread for Ye Ye, very quietly, while everyone else was talking. Jostling his elbow so he'd look down and see the bread in his hand, and methodically, unthinkingly eat it. His eyes barely open anymore. I don't know if he sees. I realized this may be the last time I see Ye Ye. After her birthday dinner, I spent 3 days interviewing my grandmother. Because she spoke in a thick dialect, my aunt had to be there to translate into standard Mandarin for me. In the evenings, the 3 of us piled into the old familiar bedroom across the only bathroom in the apartment, my grandmother grumbling about her hearing aids while I fiddled with the microphone. Together, we tried to cobble together some understanding of her history.